Zoe, I thought I knew what to say, Zoe, but I turned the recorder on and I just don't. It's 2 a.m. and I couldn't sleep, so I thought. I don't know what I thought. But hey, at least this way I won't be interrupted. You can't turn it off, Zoe. That's not how it works. It's there whether you want it to be or not, and you just have to live with it. I mean, if I could have turned it off, don't you think I'd have stopped liking Emma after the third boyfriend? Or the 10th? Or the 30th? It doesn't work like that. The thing is, that was me. This is you, Zoe. Or rather, it's not like you. All I know is, liking someone, it's supposed to make you happy. That's the whole point. And you've had a lot to deal with this year, but these past few weeks, it's like you disappeared and someone else took your place. I hate that he's making you like this. I can't tell you how to do it, Zoe, because it's different for everyone. But the thing people notice is when you're not yourself. For me, it took a lot of acting and a lot of time. It has been 4 years that I've been doing this now, and guess I just kind of got used to it. I still wonder, though, if it was real what I felt back then. It's hard to believe it wasn't, you know? But I don't know. When you like someone, it's not just that you want to be with them, it's that you want them to be happy. You want them to be happy no matter what, and that's what gets you through. Knowing that you're not what makes them happy hurts, but you have to push that aside and know that even if you aren't what makes them happy, they've found something that does. I don't know what he said to make you think he's not interested. I could beat him for not seeing how fantastic you are. Any guy would be lucky to have you, Zoe. And I wish I could be more help, but this is one that no amount of me telling you what to do is going to help right now. It takes time. So that's my 2 cents. I'm sorry I couldn't be more help.